I am joined now by the quarterback of the Freeland Falcons football team, junior Bryson Huckabee is my guest. Bryson, it is always good to run you down. Thank you for making the time this week. And you are coming off a monumental victory in your career. Now, you've been a starter for the Falcons for the last three seasons, but like a lot of your teammates, it had been a long time since you could say that you had a win over Swan Valley. Freeland had not defeated the Vikings since 2016. You guys got the job done this past Friday night. How good did it feel to finally end that losing streak?
Man, a lot. We've been talking about it for a while. I mean, obviously, we've never beat him. Nobody on our team's ever beat him. So we just went into the game knowing that and gave it our all and obviously came out with the win.
Now, this is a game that everybody in these two communities always looks forward to. And for you yourself, I'm sure it was a big moment. But how special was it for the seniors on your team? Because you guys have 10 seniors on the roster this year. None of them had ever experienced a win over Swan Valley. What was it like to see those guys on the team finally get their hands on the Mountain Trophy?
Well, I know I can speak for them when I say that it was definitely the biggest win of the year. I mean, we've been looking forward to this game, obviously, since last year. We got our butts handed to us last year, so we've had this game circled on our calendar. We've had it listed in the weight room ever since. It was day 356. We've had in our weight room at Swan Valley on the wall, so we know that this is a huge game coming in, and we got it done.
Now, having never won the Mountain Trophy, when the game was over and they handed it to you guys, what was going through your mind?
It was huge. I mean, it didn't really hit me until we lifted it up, but they gave it to us and we lifted it up and we just went crazy. I mean, it was a great moment for us as a team and really brought us together, and I think it's going to help us going forward.
Well, like they say in Freeland, it's always a good weekend when you beat Swan Valley. What has it been like for you to have been a part of this rivalry and to experience that atmosphere every year?
I really enjoy it. It's always a great atmosphere. Even with us having limited fans this year, it's a great atmosphere. And the past couple of years has been packed stadium. So I really just like it for the atmosphere and getting after it on the field. But, I mean, it's just really fun playing against them.
Now, you played a big role in that victory. In that game, you ran for two touchdowns, and one of those came on an 83-yard run. Where did you find that gear to make that run into the end zone?
I honestly don't even know where it came from. I mean, once I got out there and hit the edge a little bit, saw some daylight, I kind of just came unconscious and just ran like I've never ran before.
Now, after the game, everybody was talking about how you've suddenly become this speedster for the Falcons. And there was a time, and I talked to your coach, Kevin Townsend, about this, where you weren't necessarily considered the fastest guy on the team. And now suddenly your coach wants you to run track this spring. So what is your reaction to everyone else's reaction to you becoming this sort of like speedster for the Falcons?
I mean, I know I've had it in me, but I haven't really been able to showcase it very much. But yeah, I think getting after in the summer this year, having COVID and everything, not being able to get in the weight room, we've had a lot more speed work. I think that helped me out a lot this year, especially. So it was great being able to break one out finally.
Now, to those who have seen the highlights of that game, when you got that second touchdown, you go over the goal line, and then you put a little exclamation point on it. You throw a little cherry on top with an emphatic spike on the turf. You really put the ball down on that one. What were some of the emotions you were feeling in that moment?
I mean, all the coaches are giving me crap for that, telling me how to run and stuff. But that was just all the emotion flying out of the game. That was team drive that I got a targeting call on me, and that's when guys really started rallying for me. They said, "We're getting behind you." And I was like, "All right, well, let's ride." So we got in that end zone finally and took the lead. And it was that spike was just all the emotion coming out.
Now, speaking of getting the guys around you to rally behind you, there's a quote that I read from you recently where you said that football is the ultimate team sport and everybody has to do their job on every play for it to go your way. Now, how would you describe your work ethic as it relates to being one of the leaders on this team and trying to get the other guys to relate to that message?
I think that being a leader, obviously, you have to have some of the best work ethics on the team, obviously. And just being a leader on this team is huge. And I know I can lead these guys. I know they believe in me too, even though I'm younger than a lot of them, which it really means a lot to me knowing that they're behind me. So it's really easy to lead these guys knowing that they're going to be behind me. They're going to be listening to me. And it's just really fun leading these guys.
Now, I don't have to tell you that this has been an up-and-down year for football players all across the state of Michigan. In fact, the first time you and I talked this season, it was the beginning week of practice back in August, and everybody was excited to be back, but then a few days after we had that conversation, that's when the MHSAA decides to put the season on hold until the spring. And so when things are on hold for a little bit, you know, guys are trying to figure out what's next for them. But then the decision came down to restart the season, and you guys are going to play in the fall. You know, what was that roller coaster like for you, and how did you go about it?
Well, I was excited that first week. We got nobody thought we were going to be able to play, so that first week I was really excited. We were looking really good. And when we got that news that we weren't going to be able to play, it was just devastating. Just put in all that work and then not know that we're not going to be able to play. And then I really didn't want to think about the spring because it was so far away, and I just wanted to play now. So then when we got that news a couple weeks later, I was so happy. I mean, I texted all my guys. I was like, we're ready to go. So, it's definitely been up and down throughout the year, but I think we really rallied together and been through it all together, all the ups and downs. So I think we're ready to face everything head on.
Now, as we have this conversation, Freeland is currently 3-1, and you guys are riding a three-game winning streak. You're currently in first place in the Tri-Valley Central with one game left to play, so things are going pretty well for you. But I want to go back to the first game you guys played this season, and that was against Division V's top-ranked team, Frankenmuth. You guys were on the losing end that night, 41-3. No one ever wants to suffer a loss like that, but it can always be a good learning experience. So what was your takeaway from that game?
Well, it was a lot of our kids on our team, a lot of the starters especially, a lot of them, that was our first varsity experience. So I knew it was going to be different for them. Obviously, they've only played JV. So we came out strong with a score on the first drive, but they just really outplayed us. And they are just a tougher team that night. And we got to hand it to them. I mean, they played really well, especially that second half. They just took it away. So I'd say that, honestly, the biggest takeaway was that a lot of kids on our team got their first experience, especially against one of the top teams in the state, especially. And, it was honestly one of those games where you get beat by a lot, but it's good for you, you know, because we learned a lot from the game.
Now, as I just touched on a second ago, you guys are in a great position to capture the Tri-Valley Central Conference Championship. And if you keep this up, there's a good chance you guys are going to have multiple playoff games on your home turf, depending on how far you make it in the playoffs this year. What's the mood like with you and the guys knowing that you control your own destiny for a lot of these things?
We know that we've got it all in our hands and we control our own destiny, and that doesn't bother us because we know that all we got to do is our job every single time. And we can, obviously, we control our own destiny. So we come out with win after win. I mean, we're going to be sitting good.
Okay, now I want to switch things up a little bit because it's time for the listeners to get to know just who Bryson Huckabee is. It's time now to play Five Things You Need to Know About Bryson Huckabee. So here's how this works, Bryson. I'm going to throw out five questions at you. And really, don't think too hard about this. Just throw out the first thing that comes to mind as your answer to each of these questions. And we'll start with question number one. Favorite song to listen to before a game?
Probably anything by Migos or Drake, anything like that. I like listening to Type of Way. That car driving make you feel some type of way.
I know, I know. That custom brightening make you feel some type of way. Favorite meal to eat after a win?
Cavatappi, chicken, and shrimp.
If you could have any kind of car in the world to drive, what would it be?
Probably a brand new Chevy pickup truck.
Favorite movie of all time?
Step Brothers. Hilarious.
If you were a chick, who's the one guy you would sleep with?
John Stamos.
What? Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
I know every single line, So, I mean, I usually watch it with other people, so we get a good laugh out of it.
Would you ever try fancy sauce?
You might want to try this. I make a sauce, we call it fancy sauce.
For me.
It's ketchup and mayonnaise mixed together.
Yeah, they actually made that into a thing. It's called mayo chip.
I don't know. I don't like mayonnaise. I like ketchup, though.
And lastly, who, in your view, is the greatest superhero of all time?
Batman.
I'm Batman.
Good answer. I would have said that myself. And there you have it. Five things that you needed to know about Bryson Huckabee. And with that, that wraps up this week's conversation. Bryson, thank you so much for making the time this week. Best of luck to you the rest of the season.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
And that's going to wrap it up for this week's edition of A Duff Said. But be sure to go to my website, aduffsaid.com. You can check out all the episodes of A Duff Said. And you can also view other great content as well. It's all waiting for you at aduffsaid.com. I'll see you next week. And remember, if Duff said it, it must be true, because that's what a Duff said.